back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio. We've got Eric Moore with us right now with Soil Warrior to talk about high soil pH. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
All right, when you think about high soil pHs, Brian was talking about it here just a minute ago, we got to figure out why they got high in the first place, and then we start looking at what solutions are. And so often we've got nutrient imbalances out there in the soil and drainage issues, and it just seems like, man, there's a lot to go after. Well, what do you recommend for growers with high pH soils, and what benefit does strip-till have as opposed to some of the other types of tillage and or no-till situations?
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned it already, is really when I first, somebody comes and approaches me about how they manage their high pH soils, I think we first have to start with what kind of high pH environment are they struggling with. Is it a high pH from excess salt or sodic soil, or is it from the limestone parent material like we have out in a lot of the western environments that I work with as well? So, you know, trying to figure out which one that we have there, then we look at drainage options and soil structure, just seeing how we can alter that pH. If it's sodic, maybe we use some gypsum or some sulfuric acid to precipitate some of those salts down. But either way, no matter what we've got, I think strip-till adds some benefits in the fact that we improve that drainage, that aeration in those soils for better root development and better soil structure. And then the other thing you've mentioned was nutrient availability. And if we get into those high pH environments, those alkaline soils, a lot of nutrients become unavailable or tightly bound. So, again, placement of nutrients with strip-till, I think, is another great advantage over a lot of no-till or those broadcast applications where we can get better nutrient availability through placement.
All right, I got a question that came in, and this is from Jacob, and he's in central Nebraska, and he said, if I ever talk to Eric from Soil Warrior again to get this question out, so here we go. He said, we feel like high pH is really limiting our corn yields, that we've got a top end we just can't break through, and we've got pH in the low sevens up to eight. His idea is this, and he's wondering if you've ever seen this. So what if we took the high rate of ammonium sulfate concept that Brian and Darren have been talking about. And he said, what if we did that in a strip till like Soil Warrior, blended it through the strip? Have you done that before? And if so, what results have you seen?
We have. We've seen growers do that. But you have to make sure if you're using ammonium sulfate that you use that in a long enough time period before planting to not have that toxicity around the seed. It's safer than by a great deal than putting it with the seed. That would be very toxic. But still, when we put that concentrated zone out there, we can get toxicity. So we want to watch those rates, but it does help, especially in those sodic soils, to, one, give you better tilt. The soils don't disassociate so much. If we can drop that pH a little bit, we get greater water infiltration in late season. That really helps that corn crop with nutrient availability as well. I think it's a good practice. We just need to be cautious any time that we're putting sulfur close to that germination zone.
All right. Now, one other thing that you mentioned here earlier, you talked about soil structure. And I think about that cogwheel design that you've got that's really unique. What influence does that have? If you've got some guys with really poorly drained soils, can we make a big difference with that?
We can, especially, you know, you can get that deep fracturing. When you're trying to manage these high salt soils and we're trying to, those, especially if your water table gets high at different periods of the year, those salts move up and then as the water evaporates off, we get that layer of salts up around that seeding zone. And it's one, poor for crop development, nutrient availability, and it makes those soils poorly drained. So if we can come back in there with that cogwheel and run that with good depth, one, if we've made those sulfur applications or gypsum applications, it helps us move that through that soil profile, and it opens that pore space up, so when we do precipitate those, move those salts back down away from that rooting zone, it helps those move down at a greater pace.
Yeah, that's a big thing. If we've got a salt situation, if we can get that out of there, if we've got a really high magnesium situation, if we just give it a chance to move down through the soil profile, we can really make a lasting difference. Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on today.
Thank you.
We've got John Flynn with us right now. He's with Gold.